This is from Paradise Alley by Kevin Baker. Mrs. Mendelson was out on the high front stoop of their house, her face puckering as she noticed the bruises on Deirdre's face, the blood on her head and dress. "There you are, thank God!" She was already bundling Deirdre back up the stoop toward the house. "Where are the rest of them? Are they coming?" Deirdre clung to the banner, forcing her to stop. "You have to help," Deirdre said. "They'll kill her. They'll kill her boy and her too." Mr. Mendelson was hurrying up the street toward them, a revolver shoved into his belt. "You have to help," Deirdre said again, as calmly as she was able, trying to get the words to make sense. He'll beat her to death. I know he will. You have to help." Deirdre knew that she must appear half mad to him. "I have to protect my wife. The children," Mendelson started to say. "Then give me the gun," Deirdre begged him. "Just for a minute. There's no time." "All right." He pushed his wife back inside, kissing her impatiently. "Go back in. Don't open the door for nobody. I promise you, I'll be back." This is Switching to the Mac by David Pogue and Adam Goldstein. The beauty of Spotlight is that it doesn't just find files whose names match what you've typed. That would be so 2004. Spotlight actually looks inside the files. It can actually read and search the contents of text files, RTF and PDF documents, and documents from AppleWorks, Keynote Pages, Photoshop, and Microsoft Office. But that's only the beginning. Spotlight searches not only the text you've typed, but also over 115 bits of data, a staggering collection of information, including the names of layers in a Photoshop document, the tempo of an MP3 file, the shutter speed of a digital camera photo, a movie's copyright hold, a document's page size, and on and on and on. This is Dates from Hell, True Stories from the Front. Simply being near him made me break out into a mild sweat. We had just returned from a formal dance and were at his house having a drink. He hadn't made a move, and the anticipation was wrecking me. Finally, he asked if I wanted to see the view from his bedroom balcony, and I played along, knowing that the view was the same play as the classic, "Would you like to see my etchings?" He sat on the bed. I sat on the bed. When was he going to make a pass? What were we waiting for? Well, it was up to me. I was about to kiss him, but he was energetically kicking off his shoes, so I took off my heels. He took off his socks, and I was confused. He swayed toward me, and just as I was moving my head into the kiss position, he said, "You mind if I pick my toes?"